East County acts on rentals, tenant rights, and A dispatch. La Mesa's City Council formally directed staff to study the local short-term rental market and return in roughly 6 months with proposed regulations, following resident complaints about noise, parking, and safety problems. A shooting at a short-term rental party on Challenge Boulevard earlier this month, in which a 22-year-old woman was shot in the ankle at an address where deputies had responded earlier that same night for a knife-related disturbance, added urgency to the effort. The anticipated regulatory framework could include mandatory registration and permitting, transient occupancy tax collection, stricter quiet hours, guest and vehicle caps, and a requirement that a locally reachable responsible party be available within 30 minutes of a complaint. In Lemon Grove, city leaders scaled back a proposed tenant protections ordinance after landlord pushback, setting a first reading of the revised version for July 21st. The scaled-back ordinance requires landlords to distribute copies of the State Tenant Protections Act to tenants and tightens the definition of substantial renovation, a provision that matters because the term has historically been used as a pathway to evict tenants and reset rents. The current temporary urgency ordinance is set to expire in August, giving the first reading considerable time pressure. El Cajon's Police Department launched a new AI-powered dispatch system on July 1st, AVA, built by Aurelian AI, making El Cajon reportedly the first city in California to deploy the technology. AVA handles non-emergency and business lines, gathers incident details, creates call records, and routes to a human dispatcher, while emergency 911 calls go directly to humans. The system supports English, Spanish, and Arabic, and callers can reach a live person by saying human 3 times. Annual cost is $74,000, less than a single full-time dispatcher position, which is the fiscal argument the city's leadership is making. The council separately voted to decline state encampment resolution funding for homeless housing, citing objections to the program model, and voted against a council pay raise given the city's ongoing budget deficit. The public safety blotter across East County this week includes a sheriff's helicopter deployment to break up an Instagram-promoted party at a vacant home in Granite Hills on July 21st, a 2-hour armed standoff in Spring Valley that ended peacefully, and a vehicle pursuit arrest near Grand Avenue and Piedmont Street on narcotics and other charges. In Borrego Springs, sexually violent predator Gary Snavely was released from a state hospital and placed in a home there on July 23rd, a placement required by law to be made public. On the infrastructure front, horizontal directional drilling for the East County Advanced Water Purification Program continues near Santee Lakes through the summer, with the facility, designed to treat up to 16 million gallons of purified water daily and serve roughly 400,000 East County residents, slated to go online later this year.